Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Cecilia.
Hey guys, this is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且呢，你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Sissy, I just knew something shocking.
What?
A man attempted to assassinate the Queen Elizabeth on Christmas Day. 就在前几天的圣诞节啊，有人试图来暗杀英国女王，简直太震惊了。
是的，这不是开玩笑啊。I saw the news and it wasn't a joke. The assassin was a 19-year-old Indian man claiming he would assassinate the Queen to avenge the 1919 Amritsar massacre. 这个暗杀者19岁啊，他宣称要暗杀女王是要为了1919年印度的一桩惨案复仇。
这里的暗杀者啊，名词是这个 assassin。前面我们也提到了暗杀的动词是 assassinate。这个单词拼写确实挺难的，大家可以来对照我们的笔记来学习啊。有四个音节 assassinate， 名词形式就是 assassination。For example, we can say the news of assassination was totally shocking。
是的，但是还好女王安全无恙啊。The assassin was spotted on CCTV walking around the gardens after scaling an outer wall. 这个 scale 在这里呢是一个动词。Scaling an outer wall 就是说这个刺杀者是翻墙进入的城堡，然后呢在监控里被发现了。
可能是因为城堡太大，然后他还没找到地方就被 arrested 了。
Yeah.
But at that time, he was quite close to the queen, within 500 meters.
Yeah, it was a pretty close call. 他当时距离女王都只有500米了，所以还是非常惊险的。
Yeah, but then he got arrested soon, and a video he made before the revenge was found.他被逮捕之后呢，还找到了一段他出发前拍摄并且上传的视频，表明呢，这一次的暗杀目的是要复仇。
And you know, this is not the first time that someone attempted to assassinate the queen. There were at least 3 times. Today, let's talk about that.
这种暗杀啊，对女王来说真的也不是第一次了，所以女王真的是什么大风大浪没见过。那今天我们就来聊一聊英国女王的惊险故事。今天内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, so first let's talk about the weapon the assassin had.
Alright, he was armed with a black crossbow. 这个 crossbow 就是他暗杀女王的武器，是一把黑色的十字弩，就类似于弓箭。
这个武器听上去杀伤力不强啊，但是射出的箭也是致命的。那 bow 这个单词大家要注意发音，表示弯腰鞠躬的时候呢，发音是 bow， 表示弓箭或者是蝴蝶结的时候，元音是 o bow。那这个十字弩呢，就是 crossbow，
right？ 然后我们来看一看啊，这次暗杀的目的到底是什么 ？What's the assassin's intention? Why did he want to kill the queen?
In the video, he said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I have done and what I will do. I'll attempt to assassinate Elizabeth, queen of the royal family. This is revenge for those who have died in the 1919 massacre.
是的，我们刚刚说了啊，他暗杀就是为了复仇。那我们看复仇这个词啊，它名词呢是 revenge， 动词是Avenge，
Avenge 这个词大家应该很熟悉啊，因为复仇者联盟嘛，
对，
电影的英文名字呢就是 The Avengers， 那 Avenger 就是复仇者，所以呢动词形式就是 Avenge，
right？ 那如果说要为什么事情来复仇啊，这个搭配直接说 Avenge something， 比如说各种电视剧里面男主要报杀父之仇，就可以直接说 He promised to avenge his father's murder。
Right, as for the noun, revenge, we often say in revenge for or take revenge for. 所以呢，刚刚同一句话用名词搭配，我们就可以说 he promised to take revenge for his father's murder.
And this man who wanted to kill the queen was in revenge for a massacre happened in India in 1919. 那这一次女王的暗杀者呢，是因为印度在1919年发生了一次阿姆利则大屠杀 massacre.是个很残忍的词啊，就是屠杀、残杀。
在那一次惨案中呢，英国军队杀害了379名抗议者，打伤了1200人。 379 protesters were killed and 1,200 wounded by British forces in India. That was truly a bloody and dark history.
是的，这个确实很残酷，也很血腥。但是你再想复仇，你也不能用刺杀英国女王的方式。It doesn't justify his behavior.
I agree. The assassin will have to pay for what he has done. He might be sentenced to 3 to 5 years in prison. 那之后在监狱里的几年应该能让他想明白吧。
And according to the news, after the assassination, the queen was still in good spirits and gave the Christmas speech in the afternoon.
女王到底是经历过大风大浪哈，这样一次暗杀都没有影响到她。下午的时候呢，照样给大家发表了圣诞致辞。The Christmas speech was delivered on schedule.
因为我们刚刚说这也不是女王第一次啊成为暗杀对象。比如在1981年的时候 ,when the queen came past riding her horse in a celebration, a man in the crowd fired 6 blanks from his revolver.
是的，当时女王是参加出兵的 caller, 英国的一个阅兵式。人群当中有人用手枪开了6枪。那这个手枪是 revolver, 左轮手枪。但是他开的是空弹，没有造成实际伤亡。这个空弹呢是用 blank 这个单词。Blank, 它本来可以指空白的 to fire blanks, 意思就是开空弹了。
Yeah, the horse was startled, but the queen brought her under control. 女王骑的马都被吓到了，但女王自己呢，本身特别的镇静，很淡定。那这里被吓到，我们用到这个形容词 startled, 动词就是 startle. So the revolver startled the horse.
And the intention of the assassin? He said he just wanted to be famous. He wanted to be a somebody.
对，这个刺杀者的目的是要出名。那我真的不理解啊，刺杀女王可以给他们带来一种什么样的名气？ I just don't get it.
Me neither. And for the queen, the year 1981 was quite dangerous. Because just a few months after the shoot we just talked about, the queen again faced an assassination attempt during a visit to New Zealand in 1981.
1981年对女王来说真的太惊险了。就在我们刚刚讲过的那一次刺杀之后呢，几个月之后在新西兰访问的时候，女王又遭遇了一次暗杀。And this time the assassin didn't just fire blanks, but actual bullet. He fired out of a window, but luckily he missed.
是的，幸运的是啊，子弹没有瞄准。The queen managed to escape unharmed. And during another assassination,Someone placed a log on the train tracks in an attempt to derail the locomotive.
这就是我们讲第三次暗杀了，就是有人在火车的轨道上放木头，想让这个火车头脱轨。轨道呢，就用这个单词 track, 脱轨出轨用这个动词 derail, locomotive 指的是火车头。那这一次还好火车开得慢，最后就没有出事故。
So even though the Queen Elizabeth was one of the most beloved figures, she also has been in danger many times, but she proved herself to be cool-headed and resourceful at any time.
真的很佩服啊，女王真的非常镇静。我看这个新闻自己都胆战心惊了。
是吧？
那我们女王刚刚其实用到两个形容词啊，第一个是 cool-headed, 这个词好理解 ,cool, 冷的、凉爽的、酷的 ,head 就是头，所以它就是指头脑冷静的。Resourceful, 这个形容词里面有一个 resource, 意思是资源，但是大家不要理解为女王是什么有资源的，这也说不通。这里的 resourceful 其实指的是非常机智的，可以随机应变的， good at finding ways of doing things and solving problems.
毕竟坐在这个位置上真的需要钢铁般的意志啊，那也希望女王呢要继续平平安安健健康康的。
Alright, I think that's all for today. 那最后再提醒大家一下，今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。